Well, we are really happy to have live music back in the studio. I keep sort of smirking when I say the name of this group. It took me two reads to understand the play on words. Dawn, D-A-W-N, and Keys. And you're going to hear some great songs from this duo, Shoham Zober and Chris Vogler. We're going to have them start off with a song, and then we'll talk a bit. Here are the Dawn Keys.
Oh, they're reinventing Galileo's moons because she blooms, because she blooms. Yes, the cool hanging queen of polishing their spoons just cause she blooms, because she blooms. And I don't want to be mad at her tonight. Oh, she's roaring like a lion and she's rearing for a fight. Yeah, the angels now are singing different tunes just cause she blooms, because she blooms. And I don't want to be mad at her tonight. Oh, she's roaring like a lion and she's rearing for a fight. Yeah, the dead are rising up from out of their tombs just cause she blooms, because she blooms. Incubated in collective cosmic wounds, I swear she blooms just cause she blooms.
There you have the Dawn Keys. Did one of you write that song? Did you write it together? Tell me about it.
Yeah. That's a song inspired by the birth of someone I know's child, as well as an old poem from a German monk who said, "Ask not why the rose blooms, it blooms simply because it blooms."
And who, do you know who that is?
The name of the monk, I'm sorry.
No, okay.
I'm sorry.
It did have a familiar sound to it. That's why I was asking. Mm-hmm. You two have you been playing together for a while? Tell me about how you started playing music together.
Well, it was last March is when we first started getting together. I had been in another project for some time, and that project had hit a wall. And I was looking for other people, and I got in contact with one person who got me in contact with Shoham. That's the short answer.
Well, it's nice. It's hard to find people to play with.
I would imagine that you really connect with, especially there's no dilution if it's the two of you. You don't have another person. I'm assuming you typically play as a duo.
Typically, yes.
And you're hearing, Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from this area originally?
Yes, I lived in Pittsburgh my entire life.
Where'd you go to school growing up?
Well, I went to Mount Lebanon through foster, then went to the high school. That was before the junior high and the high school, that was before they moved over to the middle school.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember they were moving over to the middle school when I was in high school. But I did not go to college. Probably not a good idea on my part, but water under the bridge.
But you hung around the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah,
still?
Yeah. I'd played in a band for a little while, and things happened. I still continued to play music, but I sought a career more on the behind the scenes part of things, you know, audio engineering, that sort of thing.
Cool. Did you? We may keep you over time once we're done. We'll have you troubleshoot some equipment here with us. Did you start playing guitar and writing songs when you were pretty young, or when did that start to appeal to you?
Well, I actually learned to play guitar in a general music class in junior high. I didn't actually pursue it until a few years later. I was actually taking a film production class, and they in the background had a keyboard set up, and I liked messing around with that, and so I asked my parents for a keyboard for Christmas. But the more I basically got into the musical instrument world, I found I liked guitar better, so I basically returned to guitar. Actually, my first musical instrument was the saxophone. I played that in the school band for a year.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to explore different instruments and get a chance to see what fits you best. When did are some of the songs we're going to hear ones you wrote as well, or is Shoham the principal author of these songs?
Shoham is the principal author, I would say. I add my own things, kind of fill in the blanks.
Yeah, you two fit together well. Well, let's meet Shoham Zober, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, it was a dark and stormy night in East Jerusalem. And no, I've lived most of my life in Pittsburgh, but I was born in Israel, moved to Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, moved around, taught ESL, and always been into music, especially, you know, last almost 30 years been a songwriter. So
wow.
About 26 years, I'd say, more
so
or less.
Were you... raised in Jerusalem?
Till I was about four, yeah.
Okay, and then
yeah.
You came
moved to, yeah. Yes,
to
sir.
Chicago?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I'm just trying to
understand. No, that's right. In the 80s, Chicago, Logan Square,
all
the mean
places.
Streets.
is that where you started to get into songwriting? Or?
I got into songwriting in the late 90s, you know. Just really, actually, I'll tell you, got into the music of the 60s, especially. I was looking at you had an old Vitrola and Revolver. I saw Revolver. I was looking at that. That's a classic. It's a great, probably one of the albums that changed history.
Yeah, it's Shoham's referring to a record player. Our youth advisory council selected a lot of the furnishings in that area of the Youth Media Center, and they wanted a record player. Mm-hmm. And so we got a record player for them. And then we had to, for some of them, teach them how to use it because they were unfamiliar with records and how they work.
They started talking to the record player. Play songs like...
Yes,
what's this orange thing?
Yeah, but it's been fun, and we've... there's a menagerie of records in there. I forgot that Revolver's in there.
Yeah, it's right on top. Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
been very good. Well, you two sound great together. Would you like to? Well, let's go into the next one. What would you like to play next?
What are we doing next? Oh, this is a good one. This is sort of our Halloween special. called Kick and Scream.
Well, Friday the 13th is this Friday.
It's perfect. Yeah, so, right. At Emma Lazar's, I own a small venue where Chris and I actually originally met, I shouldn't mention, 1808 Brownsville Road in the city of Pittsburgh, right across the street from the new Carrick Library. Mm-hmm. And right next door to the... there's a Congresswoman Benham, and on the other side is a very nice bridal shop. Emma Lazarus. It's a new small venue in Carrick. So you can hear this next Friday. You're playing tricks on me. You're playing tricks on me. You think that I can't tell. I think I know you well. You're playing tricks on me. You're playing make-believe. You're playing make-believe. You think that I can't quit. I think it's time I split. You're playing tricks on me. Round by round, you trick and scheme. Down, you make me kick and scream. You think that I can't see. You think that I can't see. Although I may be blind, the deal is done, it's signed. You're playing tricks on me. That I can't see. You think that I can't see. Although I may be blind, I'm leaving you behind. You're playing tricks on me.
Don Keys, we let every little, almost every little bit of those ringing out notes find their way. So I did need to ask you about the name, because it's clever, and it's the kind of name that wants to be asked about. Was it an epiphany? Where did it come from?
Again, the Beatles again. You can't beat the Beatles, and you know the and there's a lot of great in history music.
Like with the Beatles.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't think I knew. You know, they have this phrase like I was this or today I learned right
T-I-L.
Today I learned that, and I think I was pretty far along when I finally realized. Oh yeah, Beatles. Who knew? You know, I think I was probably in my 20s when I discovered that. I just never really thought about it.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute to realize the donkey thing, which
it's
is
maybe
good.
The opposite, because with the Beatles, you figure, well, it's just like the animal.
Oh,
with
true,
the donkeys,
yeah.
You're probably thinking, what's going on here? And then it's the animal.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But neither a group of beetle animals. I guess ladybugs are beetles. I was going to say you wouldn't necessarily want to hang out with a group of beetles, or possibly with a group of donkeys either.
Oh, come on! They're a beast of burden. They're a humble animal.
Well, that's true. I have to say I've never met any donkeys, so I shouldn't be judging them.
Today you've met two.
So you're playing out this Friday, you mentioned,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Carrick.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys planning to record at all, or have you?
We've talked about it. We haven't figured out anything specific or set in stone at this point, but possibly in the future.
A lot of our recordings are, like, we do recordings sometimes just live stuff, not unlike today.
Yeah, you mentioned your audio engineering interests, so that would be a natural for you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. Thank you for doing so. The Dawn Keys are here, and Chris Vogler, who's playing guitar, and Shoham Zober, who is the person on vocals today. And what would you like to do next?
Shall we? Oh, here's one. This one's named after a great Commonwealth song called Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, ancient woods, haven't seen you lately like I should. Often wonder, passing through, do I still have a friend in you? Pennsylvania, Appalachia, not quite heaven, not quite home, much too old, far too cold, the darkest skies I've ever known. Pennsylvania, ancient woods, haven't seen you lately like I should. And I wonder, passing through, do I still have a friend in you? Pennsylvania, Appalachia, not quite heaven, not quite home, much too old, far too cold, the darkest skies I've ever known.
That is a really well-written song that's here, so
I'm
guessing, and I like that, the not quite Appalachia. We don't think of Pennsylvania as being much Appalachia, except for extreme western Pennsylvania in the foothills. And that's a good song. When did you write that? And do you remember what prompted you to write it?
It was about around 2019, that particular song. And I think I was listening to their other, you know, Pennsylvania doesn't have like a state song like the West Virginias and the Colorados, you know, and we need one. And so I said, listen, let me step up to the plate and see what I can do.
We may have, you know, I'm not aware of.
Well, Stephen Foster wrote songs for multiple states. I mean, Kentucky's got a Stephen Foster song as it's, and I think Florida has a Suwannee River, if I'm not mistaken.
But, yeah,
Pennsylvania doesn't have one that I know of. Moving away from the microphone, but it doesn't have a song that I know. So I thought, you know what, we need to do something. We need to do something about this fast, and it's the best I could do.
I like it. I guess there's Pennsylvania 65,000 from Glenn Miller.
Okay,
years ago. But that's not gonna. If it hasn't caught on by now, it's not going to catch on.
In 1935, it was the biggest thing in the world.
It's funny. I think of West Virginia and the amount of local history infused
in mm-hmm. kids who go to school in West Virginia who learn a lot because the state has amazing history to it.
And
Pennsylvania does, of course, but we don't. I feel like we don't learn as much.
I agree.
Erie Canal was a big song growing up. Good Tell Aunt Rhody, which I don't think is Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's a heck of a song to teach 5-year-olds when you think about it.
What is this? I don't know. This is do you know, a 19th century song? I don't know that one.
You know the song, right?
I have heard it.
So it's go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody the old gray goose is dead. Or the old gray mare.
Yeah, the old gray mare,
Mare is dead. Oh. And then the next verse explains more about the death of the old gray mare, and then the next verse explains even more. And it's like, why are we singing about dead mares? I guess it could be worse.
I remember a few years ago it was used in the trailer for a survival horror video game, so maybe that was a bit more appropriate.
It's a lot of kids, so it's like Ring Around the Rosie. Let's not get into that one.
Yeah, that was a song about tuberculosis, right?
That's right. Yeah, no, I think it's a disease, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's if only we sang, you know,
just happy songs.
Happy songs.
Most songs, I think if you did a statistical analysis, most songs are not happy songs. I'd say 80-20,
something
like that.
It's quite true. There are many, many. That's because sad songs say so much.
That's true. They do.
The Don Keys are who you're listening to here on the Saturday Light Brigade. They're live in our studios. Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us today. And what do you want to do next?
What should we do, Chris? Should we do Some Kind of Love?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
It's Chris Vogler, by the way, and Shoham Zober.
Yes, sir. Someday soon she's gonna make you pay. She'll have you on your knees and make you pray. She's gonna take your plans, throw them all away. Some kind of love is gonna let you down. Some kind of love is gonna run you out of town. Some kind of love is gonna bleed and make you dry.
the Don Keys here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here with us today. We're glad you tuned in. And I think we have time for one or two more. We'll leave that up to you guys. Oh, okay. But just to give you a little early warning, one or two, your pick. And Chris and Shoham, are you playing in any other groups, or is it the two of you mostly?
Well, I have another group. It's a bit more of an electric thing with somebody who was going to join this project, but things didn't really quite work out. I had originally met him when the previous project I was in, we needed a new bass player. So.
And John, I should mention, John also is, their band also plays regularly at Emma Lazarus.
What's the name of the band?
Currently, we don't have a name.
I call him Loyola. Okay. That's my pet name. Can I have a pet name?
Sure, Loyola. there's a lot of Loyolas, too. So, why not?
But they're good. Oh, they have a great sound. Very electric, but tasteful and very good dynamics. Not, like, overwhelming with the volume. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been performing with a drum machine.
Electric's okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next?
Why don't we just do Players
First? Yeah. Okay, you do two more or one?
We could do two.
Okay. No, one more is fine. I just want to be sure
We have two ready for you. We'll do Players First, and then if you want.
Okay, we'll see how our time
is.
So. Go ahead.
Cards are drawn, the lights are cast, the dusk is dawn, the first is last. Your James a doe, your king's a pawn. I think we know which side you're on, but there are no heroes here. No, there are no. Inside my chest, my stomach's warm in your caress. Bottles dry, your war is won, they'll never die, but there are no heroes here. Yes, there are no heroes here. Oh, there are no heroes here anymore. The bottle's dry, the war is won, you'll never die, but there are no heroes here. Yes, there are no heroes here. Oh, there are no heroes here anymore.
The Don Keys, and that's your song, I'm guessing?
Just saying Chris was coming in there.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. We call him Mr. Friday Night at Emma Lazarus every Friday night, 1808 Brownsville Road.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, that's...
Over, yeah.
It's okay. We'll send you a bill. yeah, thanks to you guys. We are tight.
Thank you, sir.
You guys sounded great. And Friday night in Carrick.
100% free. Free as in freedom. Free as in no charge.
Excellent. So folks can look for the Don Keys. Let us know if you record.
Yes.
Too.
Will do.
And it's great to hear some original songs as well.